Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Kevin stands over the free kick, as does Broome, as does Luna. The Argentine fancies it. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. The boy with magic in his boots. David Luna makes it Ashwood City 1, Norwich City 0.
Vassos cleared it upfield.
Oh, Grant Hanley has slipped. Kevin runs through, he's got a Kufo on the overlap, doesn't use him. Over Tim Krull, it's 2-0. Dean Smith shakes his head. Eric Van Smith punches the air and Ashwood City are taking Norwich City apart here.
To Broome.
Broome gets it out of his feet, has a go off the post and in off a Kufo. That's three. Right place, right time.
Very tidy little pass and move from Kevin to Gustavo. And back again, and again. Gustavo looks to take it past Krull, and does.
Brazilian brilliance in the Norfolk sunshine. That is 4-0.
Here we are then, Ashwood City v Liverpool. Both sides in fine form. The managers shake hands and a bit.
Alexander Arnold gets the ball into the box. The back post is Mane, whipped across the box. Salah, surely no! Blocked by Vassos and away.
Thiago to Henderson to Mane.
Great save, Emmanuel Lugier. He's been immaculate today and a constant source of... Van Dijk with the header, another save. Tipped over the bar. Boom brings it forward. Snatched up in by Andy Robertson. The Ashwood City players demand a foul. And things are getting out of hand here on the touchline. The Dutchman and the German lock horns. And has Van Smith made contact there with Jurgen Klopp? It looked like a raised hand. Both dugouts getting involved in the melee, and we don't like to see this at all. Ugly scenes unfold.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. With a renewed ownership structure and an ambitious transfer policy, Ashwood City enter season 4 of The Offensive.
Jason.
Pretty ugly out there.
Yep.
We gonna take a shot at goal or what?
No, not until you sell.
Patrick.
Patrick Nolan and Jess Tate are on their way to Amex Stadium, home of Brighton and Hove Albion, for the 37th Premier League fixture of the season for Ashwood City.
Surely the train is easier.
No, I've got a parking space.
Really?
Yeah.
That's nice of them.
Very, very giving people.
You are obsessed with parking.
No, I'm not obsessed with parking.
You are? You're so weird about people even looking at your Dartley one.
Yeah, that's because it says my name on it. No one else should be anywhere near it.
Weirdo. absolute weirdo. How's that fit and proper person's test coming along?
yeah, done and dusted. Just had to shuffle a few people around, so...
So what, are you the outright owner or what?
I'd say so.
Well, congrats.
Thanks.
Are you being a miserable twat on purpose, or is this like you've climbed Everest and now you don't know what to do with the rest of your life?
No, just... Yeah, things on my mind.
Champions League qualification.
Yeah, that. And other bits.
What other bits? Oh, God, it's not personal stuff, is it? Oh, ew.
No, God, no. Just business.
Want to speak to Adam about it?
I've had a couple of chats with him, but it's not quite his field.
I see.
How would you feel, Jess, if next season Colin was sporting director?
Oh.
Yeah.
Is he good enough?
Yeah, he's above average. You know, got some good ideas, and Christ, he can execute them.
Yeah. He's definitely driven. What's going on?
Have I ever told you about a guy called Mac?
Football Association disciplinary proceedings.
Hi, it's Widdy. I've got a call with Marcia booked.
Yep, putting you through now.
Thank you very much.
Hello?
Marcia, Woody.
Hi, Chris. You okay?
No, you?
I'm okay, yeah. I remember when you worked at Aberdeen.
Ah, fuck, Marcia. You were at the Scottish FA.
Yeah, we used to hear from you a lot.
Aye, you did.
You disappeared on us.
I did, aye. Onwards and upwards, or in this case, southwards.
You and me both.
So, yeah, look, I want to know where you're going with this disciplinary action you're taking against my lovely, sweet wee coach.
Your lovely, sweet wee coach that punched Jurgen Klopp in the ear?
He did not punch him in the ear. He stuck his finger in his ear and, let the record note, said ear poking was done in a playful manner, like a wet willy.
A wet willy?
Aye.
That's not what our fourth official noted.
Aye, he's just jealous that Jurgen got a wet willy and he didn't.
You honestly expect me to believe that the animosity between the pair of them boiled over to a point of a friendly finger in the ear?
Yep.
Well, sorry, the proceedings are going ahead and you'll find out this afternoon our stance on it.
What's the stance on Jurgen then? Let me guess. Fuck all.
He didn't cause any physical harm.
Yet he seems to constantly be involved in these scraps, doesn't he? He's a playground bully, Marcia. Just because you ain't caught him doesn't mean he ain't responsible.
We can't penalise him for no reason.
It's not no reason though, is it? He's always involved. It's about time we realise that he is responsible for the toxicity of the modern technical area. And I take it by your silence you know that I'm completely right, but there's nothing you can do about it because it's Liverpool. And God forbid you do anything against the precious fucking Scousers. The red kind, anyway. Fuck over the blue ones, by all means.
You haven't lost your touch.
Correct. We're appealing. Whatever your decision is, we're appealing.
I strongly advise against that.
And I strongly advise you drop your case against Eric.
We're not going to do that.
Then we're appealing. Simple as that.
The touchline ban won't begin until next season if you appeal. That puts us in a very difficult position.
Oh no. Oh God, I feel awful. I feel terrible. I've put the FA in a difficult position. Speak soon, Marcia. Always a pleasure.
And that comprises of the Ashwood City starting 11 here at the Amex Stadium. The bench of Shaw, Kuipers, Hogg, Nakatomi, Robert, Dufour and Amadou. The head coach there, Eric Van Smit. There but for the grace of God go he. As of course, an appeal made by Ashwood City ensures that the FA punishments will be postponed until next season.
So, what? This is all illegal?
No. I'm the legal good guy.
Good guy?
All right, the legal Eton posh boy with a good reputation. Mac is my slightly non-legal acquirer of wealth.
Right, and he won't work with Woody?
No.
Why not?
Well, once upon a time, when Woody was about 30, maybe late 20s, he was a chief scout at Aberdeen. And he was going to get a job high up in the Scottish FA. A real high flyer. I mean, I know it's Scottish football, but still, it's impressive. He'd been dealing with Mac for a while, yeah? He'd find players, get them an agent, in this case, Mac, and they had a good thing going. Then the Scottish FA did some background checks on Woody and they found Mac. And Mac, it turns out, had been embezzling money through just about every player and deal he handled.
Like kickbacks?
Everything. Yeah, any way of squeezing money out of the players, the clubs, the unions, Mac did it. Yeah, Woody trusted him so much he did just about every deal through him. The Scottish FA assumed it was a racket and Woody was in on it and bang.
They shot him?
They banned him from operating within Scottish football.
Who? Woody?
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck!
Yeah, Mac testified that Woody was the ringleader. Woody then had a nervous breakdown. Tried to be a manager for a bit, had a bigger nervous breakdown, and then he eventually worked his way up in English football.
And now what? You're going to end up giving him another nervous breakdown by telling him that Mac leaked the news about Luna? That Mac is going to basically be running this club alongside you.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, it's best just to part ways, isn't it? You know, when you think about it.
But are you actually thinking about it?
Yeah.
So, I mean, what are you going to do?
Well, it's like you say, Jess, I've climbed Everest. What do I need my Sherpa for now?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit. And he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with something, you know.
And on my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Knocks it past Kukurea, takes a touch, and that's out for a corner. Gustavo says to take it, and he's taken it
go
quickly.
On.
Drills it to the edge of the box.
Go
Marcelo!
On. Yes! Get the fuck in!
It's over.
Come on, lads!
First blood at Ashwood City. Van Smit once again tangling with the fourth official, but he won't
fuck's
care one
sake,
bit.
Eric, man, will you come down for fuck's sake? Fucking liability, honestly.
What a strike that is.
Oh, Jesus fucking bastard.
Ashford City won. Right? What Eric Van Smit did, what he didn't do, whatever, he shows passion, doesn't it? I don't care what people are saying, you know, like, oh, he should be banned, he shouldn't be in the dugout. You're literally saying he can't show passion. Like, what? I'm not surprised, though, to be honest, in this day and age, where it's going. You can't even show passion anymore these days, where it's going in this day and age. You can't even show passion anymore these days, in this day and age, where it's going.
Fuck me. One game to go.
One game.
Even if we don't get Champions League, it would be lovely to relegate Leeds. Oh, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's the dream.
You okay?
Yeah, I'll be alright.
Worried about your Sherpa?
Yeah. He'll survive, though. You know, he's got this far.
Oh, no, wait, don't go left. Take me to Dartley.
Are you working?
Yeah, I've got tons on. I don't want a completely shit day tomorrow.
Fair enough.
Do I need to be working on any statements involving Woody or Colin?
Yeah, I'll forward you an email. It contains all the details of the reshuffle and the new structure and stuff. So, yeah, that's no problem.
Coming into the office?
Yeah, I'll be in after you. I'll make a quick call first.
What are you doing?
Hmm?
This isn't your parking spot, is it?
Oh, I moved to one along.
Why?
Oh, just felt like it. Easier on the end, isn't it? You know, don't have to squeeze out. So.
Such a weirdo. Ugh, see you in a bit.
I trust you received the news. Yeah, well, no, I have a club to run. Yeah, that's how this fucking works. No, how about fuck you? Yeah? Yeah, goodbye. Yeah, for once and fucking for all, good fucking bye.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Your old parking spot.
Ah, mm-hmm.
It says chief executive, and then it says...
Okay, now don't be angry.
What did you do, you giant twat?
Christopher Woodall, you know where I live. I'm a little bit fucking impressed. It's what I owe the pleasure.
Actually, Mark, for once, this is my pleasure.
Oh, yeah?
I just want to talk about the future. What were you seeing that transfer kitty was going to be next season?
300 mil. Very exciting. Think of everything you could do with that, son.
Oh, aye. Very fucking exciting.
Who are you going to sign? You thought about that yet?
Well, I was actually thinking of who we could get rid of first, you know?
Oh yeah, a bit of a clear out, is it? Get rid of the old toxic ones.
Aye. See, I was thinking probably Timmerman and maybe Amadou.
Yeah, can't get back in the team, can they? And as for the wages, fuck, you know. Toxic, pal. Telling you.
Exactly, aye. And I was also thinking Nakatomi probably needs to go Kuipers. And you, of course. The most toxic of the lot. The fucking epicentre of the disease at that club.
You gone fucking potty again?
No. Not gone potty at all, actually, pal. In fact, things are really coming together.
Oh, yeah.
Got a new job and everything.
Where's that then?
Ashwood City. Have you heard of him?
This is bullshit! Wait a minute, let me check your parking spot.
No, Jess, wait.
Patrick Nolan, chairman?
Yeah, well, I had to make myself chairman, didn't I?
Oh, what? And you had to make Woody chief exec?
Well, I'll give you a raise.
Yeah, you fucking will.
And you can, you can be head of, marketing and comms.
I don't want fucking marketing. I want chief operating officer.
Oh, what? No, I was saving that for some Eton friends.
Patrick!
All right.
In my new role, actually, I just need to inform you, Mac, that your leveraged buyout unfortunately didn't go through. Mr. Nolan was able to secure the funds elsewhere. Much better terms.
Impossible.
That's the rules, pal. Fit and proper persons test. We can't have somebody involved in embezzlement fraud connected to the board of directors, can we? So we decided to do it all above board, you know? Hope you understand.
Well, then your Aberdeen days are going to come back to haunt you, aren't they?
I'm no longer on the board. I'm chief exec, reporting to the chairman, Mr. Patrick Nolan, MBE. You know him.
Well, then you are fucked, son. You are fucked. Because your Mr. Chairman took $5 million for himself and all, didn't he? Not just me, son. We split the $10 million between us. Didn't tell you that, did he, old Mr. Chairman?
I think Mr. Chairman gave that money to Mr. I don't actually know his last name.
Patrick.
Jason.
Pretty, ugly out there.
Yep.
We gonna take a shot at goal or what?
No, not until you sell.
Patrick. Patrick. Is that a joke?
Actually, you know what, Jason? I've been meaning to ask a favor.
A favor? Wow. We're still considering your last request for a favor?
No, not ASG. You. I'm asking you for a favor. Is it my money? You see, it's, well, it isn't as clean as I would have hoped. It's attached to a guy who is going to cause problems when it comes to the fit and proper persons test. And I can't have anything or anyone stand in my way, as you might have noticed.
Right.
So I've pivoted, as you Silicon Valley guys like to say, to a different lender. Much more straight-laced. I'll mortgage the stadium to them, pay off debts with the club's cash flow, the usual, you know, the Burnley model. But you see, now I've got this $5 million that I really need to get out of my hands.
Hey.
So, could you do me a favour? Could you take it?
What, five million?
Pounds. Mm-hmm. So, what, $7-8 million? Yeah, I'm sure you'll put it to better use than I will. Just think about it.
Right. I'll think about it.
Well, speak shortly, hopefully before the final whistle, eh? Enjoy the second half.
You are fucking you. I'll get this bid blown out of the fucking water, son. What? I'll make their fucking heads spin and they'll back right out. Just you fucking watch.
It's done. Grace period was overlooked. Both sides keen to get moving, new slate and all that, you know.
You don't know who you're fucking with, son.
Actually, you see, I do have the misfortune of knowing the person I'm fucking with all too well. Because it's the same person that fucked with me. And I'm gonna look you in the fucking eye and tell you the same thing you told me a bazillion fucking years ago. You can embezzle money and assets, but you can't embezzle karma. It finds a fucking way. And guess what? It found a fucking way. Son. Come in. Somebody here to see the chief executive?
She's angry.
Yeah, she's fucking angry.
Ah, come on. I deserve it.
What do you fucking deserve it?
Because I'm hardworking. I don't drink in the office and my hair isn't all fucking greasy.
Hey, my hair is not greasy.
Jess is chief operating officer now.
So, my second in command?
Fuck off.
Well, in a sense.
No, I'm not fucking second in command.
I'm the fucking top dog. You're the dog underneath with weird greasy fur.
It's not grease, it's dry shampoo.
Doesn't look.
Hey, I'm the fucking top dog. Yeah, I'm chairman.
That's just a title for old men.
Hey, she's right.
No, she's not fucking right. Right, I have the top job, right? Then under me, it goes...
Ah, look, she's checking her hair in the mirror.
I'm not!
That's a chief executive mirror, by the way. Do not touch that.
No, no one's only. Listening to me. Listen, I'm
get
top.
Get fucking
okay?
Grease off my mirror.
No, I'm...
Wait,
hey,
no,
hey,
fucking
hey, children,
that.
I'm top.
Like
the head
the
of the table, that's the me. Okay, I'm
rice.
Top.
Dartley Park is in fine voice for this game, a game of two leagues. Leeds United with hopes and dreams of the Premier League. Ashwood City with hopes and dreams of the Champions League. Eric Van Smit takes to the dugout, a dugout which many feel he should be currently serving a ban from. This old stadium has seen the unthinkable these past 4 years, from Europa qualification to a millimetre away from relegation. But what of today? What of now? I've got Billy Richards alongside me, who played for both sides, of course.
For listening to The Offensive. The club shop is open and sells everything from home, away and third kits, as well as mugs, caps, beanies and much more. Don't forget, you can gain access to exclusive domestic cup episodes, behind the scenes content and additional material from The Offensive podcast by subscribing to the Ashwood City Patreon.
The Offensive is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.